The morning after we got home, I jumped out of bed, eager to get our social worker on the phone. I took a deep breath and with clammy hands dialed the number. Hi, Lindsay. We just got home from our trip, and I wanted to talk to you about the babies with Down syndrome you mentioned in your email. Josh and I sat on our couch together, the phone on speaker, a healthy kind of crazy gleam in our eyes. There were two. One of the babies was just matched with a family. It's too bad I didn't know you were interested. You would have been a great match for this little girl. How about the other baby? Josh and I held our breath. Well, we just found out she has some serious health issues. She's actually scheduled for a heart procedure in a few days. We don't know what her prognosis is, so at this time, we're not looking for a placement. I felt like I had been sucker punched. What exactly does that mean? Is she not adoptable? Not right now. We'd like to see how she responds to this surgery. We want to know the extent of her medical needs before we put her in adoptive placement. Are you open to a child with Down syndrome? Yes, I think we are. Okay, good to know. I'll change the information in your profile. If she was anything, she was matter of fact. And hang in there. These things take time. You'll get your baby. I know. Thank you for the information. I hung up the phone feeling greatly disappointed. What the heck? Josh said. That was an awful lot of prayer and questioning and willingness to take a risk to end up here with no baby. I'm confused. Josh tried to make sense of the situation. Maybe God just wanted us to be open to any kind of baby? I guess, and I'm so excited to see who that baby is, but what if we don't get a baby with Down syndrome? We sat there on the couch staring at each other, shocked by the words I had just spoken. Only days ago, we were shaking our heads at God for even suggesting we consider a child with Down syndrome. It was obvious to both of us that something much bigger than us was happening here. God was at work in a mystical and powerful way. But what in the world was he doing? What was he asking us to do? 2 months passed, and we stopped talking about a baby with Down syndrome, though we never forgot. We moved on in our minds and in our actions. Life went on, as it had since we began the adoption process. Josh and I had full-time jobs and oversaw ministries at church. We spent time with friends and family. I still sense life was lacking, but I couldn't deny life was good. Lindsay called me on an unusually warm October afternoon. I had just come home from work, turned on the air conditioning, and found Oprah on the television when the phone rang. Hi, Lindsay. It's been a while since we've heard from you. How is everything? I was shaking a little, as I did every time she called, knowing she had the potential to make me a mom. Remember the baby we talked about a couple of months ago, the little girl with Down syndrome? We have a better grasp on her health issues now, and wanted to see if you and your husband were interested in learning more. I muted Oprah, started pacing around my house, and felt a giant smile spread across my face. Yes, definitely yes. Can you come into the office sometime in the next few days? A nurse will be here to share with you everything we know about the baby's health conditions. Oh, whoa. Okay, sure. Somehow, since answering the phone, I had forgotten how to form a complete sentence. How about you talk to Josh and get back to me as soon as you can? Lindsay had no problem taking the reins on this phone conversation. I'm sure I was not the first speechless adoptive mother Lindsay had worked with. I immediately called Josh, and we decided the least we could do was meet with the necessary people in the agency and hear more about this baby girl. Before the appointment, Josh and I sat in our car in the underground parking lot of our adoption agency's office building. Neither of us wanted to make